That Uber or Lyft driver you may be commuting with this morning might be getting a raise. KUOW's John Ryan tells you about some new legislation in Seattle.
Drivers for Uber and Lyft say they're not even making minimum wage. Idris Mohammed drives for Uber.
Always is getting worse, worse, worse. My expense is always is going to up. The driver payment is going to down, even not minimum wage.
Uber disputes that math and claims its drivers in Seattle make $20 an hour before expenses. The company has not disclosed the math behind its claim and declined to be interviewed for this story. A transportation researcher at Stanford says nationally, drivers for these companies typically make $10 or less after expenses like gas and insurance. The companies and their drivers have been clashing over pay and over drivers' right to unionize as independent contractors. Uber hoped to get the state to preempt cities like Seattle from regulating their businesses, but that effort died in the state Senate this month. Now Seattle is setting its sights on better pay for drivers. City Councilmember Teresa Mosqueda told the drivers fair pay is even a safety issue.
Your work has value, and we need to be rewarding you for that work, especially in light of the fact that the Uber driverless cars just killed a pedestrian yesterday.
Uber suspended tests of its self-driving cars after one of them killed a 49-year-old woman in Arizona Sunday night. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.